let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of the reasons for the requirement of b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta. Rabba says, l'fi she'in b'kin l'shma, to ensure that it was written l'shma. Rabba says, l'fi she'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, to authenticate the signatures so that it cannot be challenged later. The Gemara now analyzes the rest of the Mishnah in light of the machlekes Rabba v'Rava. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, afa maybe min erekim min acheger. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim l'lud. Even a get brought from these cities requires a b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta. Since Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer found it necessary to point this out, Mechlal, the Tanakama Sabar Hani Leitzarach, apparently, the Tanakama disagrees and holds that a get from these cities does not require b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta. The Gemara explains, Ba'ayaris hasmuchus la'eretz Yisrael, umuvlois, b'tchum eretz Yisrael askinan. Rekem v'cheger are samach, very close to eretz Yisrael. Kfar Ludim, in addition to being close, is also muvla, surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. This is caused by several cities along the border extending further out than others, creating an area between these cities which is outside the borders. Presumably, those in close proximity to Eretz Yisrael are more likely to know of the halacha of Lishma, but since they are across the border, there are no witnesses available. Therefore, we assume the machlokes is as follows. The Tanakhama holds, l'fi she'in b'kin Lishma, b'hanei gemiri. Therefore, b'fanei nechta is not required because they are aware of Lishma. While Rabbi Gamliel, probably Yazar hold, l'fi she'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, b'hanei nami l'shchichi. Therefore, b'fanei nechta is required because there are no witnesses available. Thus, the dispute between Rabba and Rav is actually a machlokes in our Mishnah. The Gemara responds that we can explain all opinions in the Mishnah according to both Rabba and Rava. According to Rabba, the Tanakama holds, Hani kiven de smuches migma gemiri. These cities are aware of Lishma, therefore they do not require b'fanei nechta. Rabbi Gamliel maintains, muvlais gemiri, smuches la gemiri. A city surrounded by the border knows of Lishma and does not require b'fanei nechta, while a city that is merely nearby does not and therefore does require b'fanei nechta. While Rabbi Yaza argues, Mevlois nami loy, shloy tachlik b'medina sayam. The Chacham required b'fanei nechta v'b'fanei nechta from all cities in Medina Siam, with no exceptions, in order to avoid confusion. Similarly, according to Rava, the Tanakhama holds, Hani kiven desmuchais mishkach shchichi. Witnesses are available from nearby cities. Rabban Gamliel maintains that mevloy shchichi, smuchas loy shchichi. They are only available from cities surrounded by the border, while Rabbi Eliezer argues, Mavlois nami loy, shloy tachlik b'medina sayam. The Rabbana did not allow any exceptions. The Gemara now turns to the next opinion in the Mishnah. V'chacham oimrim, ein haitzarach sheyam b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, ella ha-mevi mimedin sayam v'ha-moylich. The Chacham add that moylich, one who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medin sayam, also has to say b'fanei nechta. Mechlal, the Tanakhama sa b'moylich loitzarach. Apparently, the Tanakhama maintains that moylich does not have to testify. Here too, the Gemara first assumes that this machlokes is actually the dispute between Rabba and Rabba. The Tanakhama agrees with Rabba, l'fi she'in b'kin l'shma. And so Melech does not say b'fanei nechta because the get originated in Eretz Yisrael, where they are aware of l'shma. However, the Chacham agrees with Rabba, l'fi she'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And so Melech does say b'fanei nechta because the get is brought to another country and travel is not so common from one country to another. The Gemara responds that we can explain both opinions according to both Rabba and Rabba. According to Rabba, Tanakhama savar loy gazrinin moylech atumevi. Rabban Basroi savri gazrinin moylech atumevi. All agree that moylech should not require b'fanei nechta. The machlekes is whether the decree was extended to the case of moylech as well, because it may be confused with the case of mevi. According to Rabba, Rabban Basroiu lefrushe time de Tanakhama huda asu. All agree that moylech does need to say b'fanei nechta. There is in fact no machlekes. And the Chacham simply elaborated on the words of the Tanakhama. The Gemara explains the next case of our Mishnah. Hamevi get me medina lemedina bemedina sayam, tzarech leime b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. If someone brings a get from one country in Chutz La'aretz to another, he also must testify. Rabbi infers from the Mishnah, Hame medina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael, loy tzarech. A get brought from one area in Eretz Yisrael to another does not require b'fanei nechta, because it was certainly written lishma. Rava, on the other hand, infers from the Mishnah, Haba'esim Medina b'Medina Sayam loy tzarech. Within the same country in Chutz La'aretz, a messenger does not need to testify, because there are available witnesses. In one version of this discussion, the Gemara questioned this inference according to Rava. Listen, Hamevi Medina Lemedina Stam. The Mishnah should not have specified Medina Siam, rather a messenger traveling between any two regions, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Medina Siam, must say Bafani Nechtem Bafani Nechtem. The Gemara therefore retracts from its earlier position and says that even according to Rava, Memedina Lemedina Be'eretz Yisrael, Nami Leitzarach, one does not need to say Bafani Nechtem when bringing a get to another area in Eretz Yisrael, because Mishkech Shchichi, there are witnesses available to authenticate signatures, either because Ika Oile Regalim, people travel to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, or because Ika Bati Din in the Kvi. And as Rashi explains, Mitzuyas Shayaris Shaholchus Ladun B'Mokum Habad, people travel to the established courts. Rimar turns to the final opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Lo'imra, Afilim Agmunya Lagmunya, even within one city, bringing a get from one neighborhood to another requires Bafani Nechtem and Bafani Nechtem if the two areas are controlled by different authorities. As an example, the Gemara says, Ir Achas Haitse Be'eretz Yisrael Vasas Yeshema. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael named Astasius, which was divided into two jurisdictions, and therefore a get that was delivered from one area to the other required Bafani Nechtem. Here we have conclusive proof that the purpose of the declaration is Lafisha Ein Edim Mitzuin Lekaimai. The Gemara therefore concludes and concedes, Rabba Isli de Rabba. Everyone agrees that we are concerned about authenticating the get. However, Rabba holds that we also need to ensure that it was written Lishma. We have established that Rabba and Rava agree concerning Memedina Lemedina Be'eretz Yisrael, that Bafani Nechtav and Bafani Nechtam is not required, because it is certainly Lishma, and there are available witnesses. Therefore, we are left with only two of the practical differences that the Gemara suggested on Daf Beis. Tasu Beitre, if two agents bring the get, or Ba'is Medina be Medina Siyam, if a get is brought to another location within the same country in Medina Siyam. In both of these cases, there are witnesses available, and so according to Rava, we do not require Bafani Nechtav. However, we still need to confirm that it is Lishma, and so Rava holds that we do require it.